If you meet someone during the early part of the day, what do you say is a greeting?
Newspaper.
Well, what do you say to them?
If they are reading?
No, no.
Oh, to greet him?
Yeah.
How are you this morning? Or
you tell them good?
Good morning.
How long does morning last?
12 o'clock.
And then what do you have?
Noon.
And then?
Evening.
How long does the evening last?
About 10 o'clock in my category. I go to bed about long, about 9:30. I would say till midnight.
If you left someone at about 11 o'clock in the day, would you say anything as you were leaving them? Any expression you use?
Well, I might say, well, I've got to go, it's time. Won't be long till dinner, or I'll see you later this afternoon, depends on.
Do you ever say good day to people?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
I just say, well, good day, and I'm gone.
You say it when you're leaving them?
Yeah.
Any particular time of day?
No, I very seldom use that term. I mean, I have done it. But
what if you're leaving somebody's house after dark?
Good night.
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say that you're having a
drought.
And a whole lot of rain just suddenly comes down.
Flood.
Any
downpour.
Huh?
Flood or downpour.
What if there's thunder and lightning?
Thunderstorm.
And if it's raining but not too hard, you call it a
sprinkle or a drizzle.
What's the difference?
I don't know any difference. Just a light rain, really.
How long does a drizzle last?
Not long. I don't know.
What if it's real fine, you can hardly see it?
Fog, I guess.
Okay, if it's real fine and you can hardly see it, you call it a
fog.
What if it's, in a day like that, you'd say it's a
foggy day.
What if it's raining fairly heavy, but not for very long?
We call that a shower.
Is the shower heavier than a sprinkle?
Well, I would think that's what I would indicate when I said it's going to come a shower.
What about a sprinkle and a drizzle? Which is heavier?
Just about the same, far as I'm concerned.